Man.
I was hoping for more than that, Taylor.
Yeah, I mean, game's still happening, so I'm not gonna sit here and act like the season's over.
Well,
'Cause
we're gonna have
I'm
to do
certainly
that for
not gonna
now.
be, I'm certainly not gonna be the one to get on here and be like, oh, it's over, and then they mount some miraculous comeback. That'd be terrible.
Well, we'll have to do a new episode if that happens. But for nothing, Sox haven't dreamt of getting a hit since like Yoshida was up in the middle of the game. And a fielding disaster that brought back memories of this team early in the year and recent versions of this team. I mean, the pitching was fine in this series despite the issues with the depth. They came into the series with two starters. They had a pitcher rookie tonight, and they put up a decent fight on the mound in the series, just fielding miscues mostly in left field over the last two nights.
I mean, they had a starter go 28 pitches.
Yeah, that was tough, but it worked out after that.
Yeah,
And
but that's not
the
really
eighth
working
inning
out,
where they
though.
got into trouble.
Yeah, it's that's not really working out because if you set it up right, if Bayo gives you even five, then you go someone in the sixth, someone in the seventh, then you have Whitlock and Chapman, as opposed to where you go Slayton, Whitlock, Chapman. But quick hook for Bayo, it's understandable, but it
I
is
like
what it
the
is. This
move.
is what happens when you get into the playoffs. You make decisions and they don't turn out to be huge negatives, but it's players need to perform. I'm never gonna, like, at the end of the day, the players win the games and the players lose the games. There's managing that gets involved. There's a ton of stuff, and I'm sure me and you will talk this off season on a larger scale about the season, and why things happen, because you're not really going to factor in, outside of Lucas Giolito, you're not going to factor in injuries here. This is the team they've had for the past 2 or 3 weeks, and it's they just have dealt with so much untimely stuff throughout this season. And you get to the most important series of the year and you just really don't turn in a very strong offensive performance at all.
Yeah, and they fought all year. They fought in the series, even game two. I love the way they worked their way back and tied the game after a couple deficits. And that's the team you grew to love this year. And tonight, just a stunning lack of resistance against this pitcher. And he was good. He's up around 100 all night. You understand why they had some trouble there, but they never came close. And game one's gonna be one you remember. That was special stuff from Crochet and some timely offensive plays, and they end up squeezing out that game. The four outs from Chapman, the bases loaded stand. And unfortunately, this is going to be the first team that loses one of these wild card game, series after going up 1-0, which you don't want to do. So I don't know. I'm not going to throw my arms up and say it was a great year. This is tough, especially against this opponent. I mean, you own them all year.
That's
You
not
owned
true,
them in that
though.
game one and
That's
had
not
their fans in agony.
they
And you almost
struggled.
got last night.
They struggled against the Yankees in their last series of the season. It's not like it's happened. This has happened multiple years now, where the Red Sox get out to huge series or season leads against the Yankees, and then it ends up being closer to even. Like this year is lopsided. But I don't know. Like, you and I have talked about it a bunch, and whether we want to talk about this series, I don't know if there's really a ton to talk about. Like, I think the Red Sox were very prepared to face Fried and Rodon. I think they battled against, I mean, Fried really pitched well, but it was still, and Crochet was dealing on the other side, so you still stay in the game. Same with Rodon last night. You're so prepared for these two, high-end left-handed pitchers. And you kind of over, I don't want to say they overlooked the rookie tonight, the right-hander, but I don't know. It's just tough. Like, you have a lot of guys. Willy Abreu, what, he played a week before the end of the season, right? Like, you
He
get
was
hurt.
not
He gets hurt in the
himself
middle of
once he came back.
August, and he's already a streaky player as it is. So you're trying to get these guys up to speed. And one of your most impactful bats up to speed with a week left to go in the season, and then he sits the first two games of the season and then is facing a right-handed pitcher throwing 100 miles an hour in his, what, 10th game back from injury? It's tough. But that's what happens in baseball. It's a 162-game season. I think, like I said, me and you will talk about it at more length in the offseason, but they just have dealt with a lot of, like I said, untimely things. Like, you're getting ready for the most important stretch of the season, and Roman Anthony goes down for the rest of the year. Like, early in the season, Tristan Casas' knee just explodes. Hunter Dobbins starts pitching well for the Sox, right? He's
Dobbins.
involved in the Red Sox Yankees rivalry. He looks like he could be a, back of the rotation, kind of like a innings eater, a sort of like a back of the rotation bulldog for you. And then he tears his ACL covering first base. Like,
A lot of stuff happened this year, but we'll keep it to
yeah,
the recent things because
for
early,
sure.
no one's going to blame early for what happened tonight. Shouldn't be in
No.
this position at this point in his career. What is this, his fifth start? Yankee
Yeah.
Stadium in a game seven, essentially. I mean, that's just
His
ridiculous.
so his ERA, and I know you won't like me using this, but so his ERA for the game was in the sevens,
I
but
know, I know.
his FIP, so his fielding independent pitching, was like 0.2.
But he was getting hit, Taylor. There are three clean
No, but
singles in
I
a row.
understand, but they're weak contact singles. Like, this is where me and you differ in how we, like, you watch the game through a 2006 lens, which is fine,
I
right? And I'm definitely more, I'm keeping up with
used
other
the eye
stuff,
test. He didn't look good.
but I mean, he's getting ground balls left and right. They're just getting through. Like, it is what it is. It's not, you don't want to give up hits, but you're giving up ground balls, and then you get an error at first base, and then all of a sudden, the train is off the tracks.
Yeah, so that's what Cora said as he came out of the game. He thought he was hanging in there well. After Jazz loaded the bases, and you were so lucky because Stan's on third, so he didn't even come across at that point. I would have gone to the bullpen, and beyond that, like, because they weren't doing this, even if they did go to the bullpen. But I didn't understand why they didn't do an early Toley combined start sort of thing in this game. Like, I thought that was a great idea, especially against six lefties. And Toley, talk about putting in a bad spot, bases loaded in the ninth last night, comes out and gets this ginormous 3-2 out with great poise. He's throwing strikes, he's locating them, got screwed on a couple of calls too, and still kept the out in play. I don't know why we didn't see him in this one, but by the
I mean,
time Early got out of this game, it was out of hand.
yeah, you're someone like Toley is a very fast riser. To go from single A to the bigs in 1 year is not regular. And so,
Well, so's Early, and you're starting him in this game.
yeah, but Early's got a little bit more. Like, Toley's 21, Early's 23. So Early has a little bit more time in the minor leagues. Like, he was climbing the ladder, in a slower way than Toley. And Toley, they both had their different struggles. It's been a very small sample, but I'm not opposed to seeing, Toley tonight. I like watching him pitch. I mean, anytime you have someone throwing 100 from the left side, is,
If you're
you
going
see
in
it
on
with
the use,
Chapman,
I feel
it's,
like you might as well have gone all in. But that wasn't the reason they lost tonight. Am
no.
I fair for putting it on Duran?
Not it's not just Jarren Duran. The thing is, like, and this is any time an offense doesn't show up, the people want to look at everything and say the defense, this, that.
He hit
Like,
1 for 11 in this series.
right, you can't win a baseball game with 0 runs. You just can't do it. You know what I mean? Like, no matter, the other team could score 52 runs, and if you score 0, it's like, all that other stuff really isn't the problem. Like, if you don't get a single run across, like, you're not going to win the game. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, and so they didn't even get burned on that play. I just the visual of it for me, and I can't stand the visuals of a guy not trying in the field, and he just watched that ball fly out. Like it was gone, and then started running once he saw it hit the wall. And Stanton, who has zero speed, ends up barely sliding in the second base still. They get out of that jam, but I didn't like
Well,
the visual
Stan thought
that
it was out
painted.
too,
And
though. Stan thought it was out too.
yeah,
So it's like,
but You should be taking advantage as the fielder in that spot. We discussed it on a different play, Taylor, where the game's over and it's a walk-off and the guys are just jogging. I always hate that because I'm like, go try
Yeah,
to
well,
just be engaged while there's a play going on in the
that's
field.
ridiculous. That's,
But
that's your,
it's the same
that's your.
idea. You're only running for so
It's
much
not,
in these
no, it's
games.
it it's not the same idea. It truly isn't. Not going after a fly ball into left field in the early innings of a playoff game is not the same as you wanting a guy to sprint to a ball and try to throw it 400 feet to home plate while the
On
runner's
a walk-off.
15 feet from home. Like, yeah, it's
But
not
it's
the
the
same
same
thing.
idea of run
No,
everything
it's not.
out.
It
So
truly is
ground
not.
ball is automatic outs. I like to see guys sprint up
We're
the
not
line.
gonna agree here. It is not the same thing.
But regardless, that didn't hurt them tonight. He hurt them with the drop last night, which gave the decisive run to New York. Obviously, there was the
Yeah.
Eaton play too, which I didn't like.
I
Just
think,
and that's what kills me. The Sox killed themselves in all the
yeah.
decisive moments of the series. The Yankees really didn't beat them that bad, other than the pitching tonight.
Yeah, I think what you'll see and what we've seen this year is you have Jaron Duran was one of the best center fielders in baseball last year, right? In certain guys, especially with a guy with his athleticism, like playing the corners is such a different game than
So
playing
what do
in
you
center
think of that
field.
play for Rafaela tonight? Because that was the one that did hurt them.
He took a very strange route to the ball. So I think that's a mistake, but I also like we know who Rafaela is as a center fielder, so it's like obviously
I thought the other guys coming in kind of hurt him. That's how I saw it. Maybe I should blame him more, but
It's tough. Like Sadon, the thing is, everyone's waiting for Sadon to call the ball, right?
yep.
Like, and he should. He should take everything he
Just
can
like
get to.
Abreu in game one.
But
Another near disaster.
Willy Abreu, and people don't remember this or ever think about it. Like, he's a Gold Glove right fielder. He won a Gold Glove as a rookie last year, right? And then Sogard going out from, or it,
Was
Romy
that
or
Sogar?
Sogard
I think it
going
was
out.
Rome. Yeah.
Yeah, or sorry, it was Romy. Like, you don't want your second baseman necessarily catching a ball that the center fielder is a dive away from. You know what I mean? Like, so it's tough. And then something that me and you have spoken about a lot on text is like, you play these different defensive combinations in different lineups every night, right? Like, it's
That's what I
never the
thought about
same.
on the low play. Low didn't play
It's
all series, and he's out there trying to field a
right.
screaming ground ball.
And the reason that he didn't play is because he hits from the left side. Like, it's not because he was struggling. It's not because, anything. I really, really don't like having completely separate lineups for right-handed and left-handed pitching. I
I couldn't
understand why
stand
it
it this
happened.
year either, and it didn't work in the series.
I understand why it happens, and it works when you have like maybe one platoon like that, a right left platoon or a two, but the Red Sox have completely different lineups, and even the guys who do play every day against right and left-handed pitchers, it's you might be leading off or at the top of the order against a right-handed pitcher, but then you're hitting eighth against a lefty, so it's like you have all these different combinations, and it's so hard to build any continuity. But it's a philosophy thing from the front office to management. Front office and Alex Cora, they always talk about versatility and wanting guys who can do different things, and that's great. But at some point, you have to kind of settle in to who you are and figure out who you are. And this year, Cora said it a bunch all season. He said, "We are a team that will change the lineup night to night. We will be very different against right and left-handed." And it worked. It got them into the playoffs, so they're going to keep riding it. But I think as you progress here, it'll be a lot like 2016, 2017, leading into 18, where it's like you have to figure some things out. And to come back to Duran is a above average center fielder. All right, Bob, the season is officially over.
Season's over. Yeah. And so, we're gonna get to the big picture here, but I want to get your just gut reaction to the way this year went.
Gut reactions to the way this year went, it's tough. So obviously losing to the New York Yankees in the playoffs fucking sucks. Or sorry, sucks. I apologize.
As the first team to ever blow a 1-0 wild card lead.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care about that,
This
but
isn't three nothing, but
Losing to the Yankees in the playoffs is awful, and I think my reaction is probably tempered by the fact that me and you are recording this right now. But my overall reaction to the season, there's a lot to take from this season and a lot to move forward with, but there are some decisions that need to be made this offseason that will clarify the direction of this team. Because you have a bit of a log jam in the outfield. You have some stuff that has to be addressed
Need
in a
some
decent amount
pitching.
of places. You do need some pitching, but you also, like I've said this before to you, they lost six starting pitchers this year. They lost their starting first baseman. Bregman was down for a significant amount of time. So there's a
And they
lot of
traded
positive
their
to
best player.
There's a lot of positive, exactly. There's a lot of positive to be taken from this season, but I wouldn't say that this season is like a success. I wouldn't say that this is like something to celebrate. Like,
No.
this is something that should piss the Red Sox off and fuel them moving forward. Front office and players and on-field staff, like Cora and his staff. Like,
Yeah, everybody takes some of the blame here.
this should leave an
You know,
awful, awful taste in their mouth and should really motivate everyone moving forward to make some of the hard decisions and put the best team out there every night that they can. Not the best team that,
they're
you know, they
definitely.
can piece together, but the best team that they can produce with a full off season. That's what we need to see moving forward.
There were definitely some positives this year, and they pulled me back in by the end of it. Job notwithstanding, I enjoyed watching them down the stretch of the year. They were definitely a team you could watch this year, which is a change of pace. It was a low bar to cross, but I'm still frustrated by the Devers thing. I don't like where the roster was. The trade deadline was really a disgrace, but we can get to some of the big picture stuff later in the winter. Mind your gut reaction to this, Taylor. We will talk to you again here soon on Bobby Manning and Friends. And now, unfortunately, I gotta pull in the Yankees fans to the room, so we'll talk to them in just a minute here.
Perfect.
Bobby Manning here, tell you about Prize Picks, and there's no better time to play Prize Picks than baseball playoffs going on. You got football every weekend, both college and pro, as well as the women's basketball coming to its championship round. So with all that, it's a great time to go and build your daily fantasy team over there. And for fantasy football in particular, you know your team's getting hurt, picked the wrong guys, fell to last place by this point. So why not build a new team every week? Two to six players, pick more or less on their stat projections, yards, touchdowns, whatever it might be. You have your team, you can win cash while doing it. The best way to enjoy this football season is Prize Picks. So head over there and get $50 when you play your first $5 lineup. That's $50 when you play your first $5 lineup over at Prize Picks. Just use the code CLNS. Go and download the Prize Picks app today. Use code CLNS and get $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. Also want to tell you about Game Time. It's a amazing time for events. I got a concert coming up this weekend over at the MGM. I always go to Game Time and see what my view's going to be. And from the floor, you know where you're going to be, but up on some of these balconies, if it's a baseball game you're thinking about going to, this is especially useful. The panoramic view from your seat is my favorite feature on Game Time, and it's why I've used it long before we partnered with them here over on CLNS. Great supporters of our content, our coverage, and to make it worth your while, you're going to get $20 off your first ticket purchase when you head over there. And there are a lot of great advantages beyond that. All-in pricing lets you know what you're going to pay ahead of time. There you can pick your favorite teams and get deals before anyone else sees them for the favorite teams when their events come out, and so much more over there. And when you head over there and use the code CLNS, you'll get $20 off your first ticket purchase. Again, terms apply. $20 off your first ticket purchase when you use code CLNS on the Game Time app. So head over there and download that today and help support us here at CLNS Media. Again, code CLNS. Oh, man, I'm
Let's
still
go.
reeling.
Let's go, Yankees.
I mean, that's just not how you want to do it, Dan. First team to ever blow the wild card lead, doing it against the Yankees, who you owned all year, after that winning game one. That one hurts.
It does, but I mean, you gotta, Cora said it in the post game. He said he's, really happy with the season coming off of the
I'm
past
not.
seasons, and that they obviously feel pain and they're hurting because they had bigger expectations. But I mean, you're gonna lose. I know it's a tough way to lose, but you look at the season in totality as a Red Sox fan, I feel like, you'd be pretty excited about the future, and it's gonna sting right now, but I don't think there's anything to be too down on.
Yeah, and I did say going into this playoffs, just get there and I'll take whatever happens. But I always said there's a certain way this could go that would not have me feeling that way. And this is it. Drop ball in game two. The miscue in right center tonight that set up that decisive inning, an error at first. And it put you completely out of this game. Now, right before we record, you made a good point that when you score 0 runs, it's tough to harp on all that. But if it's 1-0, if it's 2-0, things are a little different. We looked demoralized after that inning, like they had nothing left. And I even can't stand still to play in left field, Durant jogging to go get that Stanton ball when he should have had him. That's another momentum play that could have changed the tenor of this game early. And instead, your pitcher gained momentum. Our batters just looked demoralized. The lack of fight killed me tonight. There was no hope of a comeback from like the fourth inning on.
I mean, I wouldn't say, and Cora also said this in his post game that they never give up. I don't think it was a lack of fight. Sure, you could say the miscues kind of, made them feel a little demoralized, but I feel like they were trying against Schlitler, but he was just better. Like he was throwing 98, 100 into the eighth inning. So I think that's a tough matchup for some of those guys. And I feel like a guy like Devers is someone that in a game like this, you'd love to have when
Who
you
did
went
we
through that
miss?
lineup. Yeah, when you went through that lineup, I mean, he's a guy against a righty who throws hard that, I think you'd want in one of these clutch spots. And sure, maybe you can say that, but you made the decision back at the deadline and you went with the guys you had. I thought Yoshida, he was really showing up. He got on base. I think
MVP.
the guys are putting together some at bats, but Schlitler was just dominant. So I can't think as a Red Sox player right now, you're sitting there like, man, we didn't fight. No, you played against a guy that had a historic performance.
And for Boone, he lets him go. 8 innings. They let Rodon go in game two a little longer, which almost hurt them, but ended up doing more good than bad. So he ends up redeeming himself, getting Jazz into this game, getting Rice into this game, even though he didn't have the impact yet in game two. Turns it around for the Yankees there. So a lot of the stuff I gloated about after game one ended up turning in New York's favor, which is tough. And I thought they had such a massive managing advantage, especially coming out of that game one. When we recorded the pod before the series, I was like, yeah, maybe the managing will come into play. It came into play in a big way in game one. And then in this game, you know how I feel, Dan, all the time. It's like, is it Cora? Is it the guys upstairs? Are they mapping things out where they want to get them out of this game? I couldn't believe how long they left early in. You give up the first hit, fine. You give up the second one. Luckily, Stanton's running behind him. And I was texting you guys, pitch around Stanton, put him on base. He can't score on that next hit. So that's working out. It's only 1-0. And you give up that hit to Jazz. And that's where I pull him out of there. It's early Volpe. Volpe's pretty dangerous.
Yeah, but you have to think with the lefty on the mound, it's why he faced Jazz, and Jazz did get a hit. But you had Jazz, Wells, and Grisham. And so, again, playing the matchups, you're probably going to get those guys out. You're thinking based on the matchups with Wells coming up, who
Right,
is not
because.
really a great average hitter, So I think you leave him in there. And unfortunately, the play bounces off Lowe's glove, and you know how that went. But I don't think I have a problem with Cora leaving him in there
And
because
it
you
was
don't
the
want to build up
fielders,
hope.
it was.
Yeah. So I honestly think that's how the game goes. Like, no team's going to play perfectly, strategy wise, fielding wise. Like, it is on the margins, but I feel like that's just how the playoffs is. And in a short series, I don't feel like the Yankees dominated the Red Sox in this series necessarily. I think they have
No,
a lot
and
to improve on for sure.
That's what kills me most is, if the Yankees blow them out of the water these last two games, or even just from the start, you're like, all right, they're just a better team. So much of this felt self-inflicted, specifically in the game too. And I felt to some degree, and you did too, you had to take this 2-0 if you're Boston. You can't go to the game three. You can't put Early in that position. Nobody's blaming Early for what happened there. He was competitive, and I thought he gave them a good chance to win up to that point. I'm confused why in Crochet's case, game one, you're pushing him longer. In Bayo's case, you're aggressive getting him out of the game. And then you get to a point in game two where you have a chance to send the go-ahead run home on that bobble play at first, Rice losing the ball there, and you kept him there. Yankees win that game by one, and that's what sets up what happens tonight. And back to the aggressiveness point, I get that guy right out of the bullpen. But there was so much talk going into this game about how the whole Red Sox bullpen's available, and you only ended up throwing a few guys in this game. It's tough. Like, the managing of this series swung toward the Yankees' direction by the end, which, as a huge Cora guy, is tough for me to acknowledge here.
I mean, you could acknowledge it. I don't really have a problem with what Cora did. Like, you play the matchups, but you can't say when it works out, that's great. And when it doesn't, you
I
got
just like the
outmanned.
aggressiveness. He should have been on a short leash tonight, I feel
But
like.
you don't have, and I think maybe you could credit this to Boone for setting his lineup this way, but you have Wells, you have Chisholm, you have Grisham, 8-9-1. I think that's how it was. It makes it tough because you want to leave Early in there to get those guys out. And if you bring in one of your lefty relievers, that's someone you don't have later in the game where the Yankees, can really flex their muscles. So you want to kind of save those high leverage lefty guys. And, Chapman did end up coming in, but I just feel like that's why you want to squeeze a couple more out because then, the bullpen played a lot yesterday. You can't expect to win a game the way Schlittler's pitching and have the bullpen pitch like four innings, So I understand why he did it. It didn't work out. Could have worked out if Lowe had caught that ball and, we might be having a different discussion. So I won't sit here and defend Boone and say another manager is out managing Boone just on principle. And I think especially tonight wasn't necessarily evidence of that. So, Core's a good manager, and I think he's a good manager for this club. So,
Well,
I think
he
they'll be
kept the
back.
minute and he looked at the squad that was out there. It was an impressive cast when you compare these two lineups. There were a lot of scary guys in that Yankees lineup, and the Sox managed it well. They didn't get blown away by New York's offense by any means. Pitching
Only one
management was
home run.
solid. There's limitations, you limited Stanton for the most part, you limited Rice, Jazzy
Judge
kept
only
those
had
guys out of the
singles.
lineup game one. Yeah,
Judge
so
only had singles in the game. I think they did a good job managing them.
that was great, but man, that lineup stinks. And somehow they finished 7th in MLB in runs this year. It dropped to 21st over the last month. So you saw the slippage.
Well,
The
Ruben
lefty
Anthony was
thing.
fun, so you can't forget that. And that may have played a big role in this series. And I think when they traded Devers, they assumed and saw the potential in Roman Anthony to be an offensive weapon for them. So I think it's tough how things played out, but I understand why they ended up where they are in the rankings scoring
So
wise.
this is the thing, and there were injuries. Taylor will tell you that, right? Next year can't be Nathaniel Lowe off the waivers, Romy Gonzalez, who did nothing in this series after how great he was all year. Ref Snyder's lead off against the lefties does nothing. I can't anymore with these borderline MLB guys, bench players who are starting every day. Story was good this year. Hat tip to him. Bregman, who knows what's going to happen with the opt out there? I kept telling you guys that's a 1-year deal. And then the outfield, you would think it's set in some combination with Anthony and Rafael and one of the other guys. So in a good place in a couple different positions. We'll see what Meyer brings. We'll see what Campbell brings if he can get back up to the majors. But I just need them to go out and make one sure-fired, especially after giving up Devers for nothing. Bring in a big time bat. And is it Alonso? Like, do you
I
go
was
and.
gonna say it sounds like Pete Alonso is your guy.
I
If
mean,
you
that guy,
don't
I've been
want Lowe
dreaming
back,
about him swinging at the monster for a couple of years.
yeah. But like you said, there's the Sox have had issues with defense. I don't know if that's the guy you want if you have issues with defense. You know, you put him at first, it's not that important, but he has cost the Mets games defensively. You
Can
have
you put him
Trevor
at
Story.
DH?
Yeah, you have Trevor Story sailing the ball to
Oh my God.
Alonso, who's not going to catch it. It's not
20
necessarily a great recipe, but
errors. Did I think Story had more errors than Volpe by the end of the year with this one today? I think that decided it.
I
That's
knew it
tough.
was time. It was coming. Every time he made a throw, I was thinking of you saying, "Man, this guy makes a lot of errors." And sure enough, there was an error.
On the double play ball. Yeah, that was awful. This is one, man. It's going to take me a couple of days to recover from. Off season, it's obvious. Like, is this team going to be serious, or are they just going to keep saying, kick it down the can another year? Taylor told me 2026 is the year. So let's see it. I want to see some seriousness and aggressiveness from this team this off season. You saw it with Crochet last year, and look what that led to. So it's about time. There's no more excuses there. As for the Yankees, I said it to you, Dan. They had to win this series. There was no way they could lose this series just with how important this is for everyone involved on that side, and they did it. So, congrats to them. Is there a serious run here, though, after this, from what you saw in this series?
Yeah, and this is a factor that I think really caused the Blue Jays to struggle a bit towards the end of the year, Bo Bichette being out. And it sounds like he's going to be out for this series. The Yankees have been playing well. Offensively, the Blue Jays haven't been the same, and they've always had question marks with their bullpen, the Blue Jays have. So I think if it ends up a slugfest, which is what I think that series will end up, I like the Yankees winning that series. And talking about a deep run, I am a little bit worried about the Mariners. You know, they haven't been a team that you really think about in the playoffs, so you have to really see how they play this
Your
series.
hometown team.
Not hometown, but where I am, and there's a lot of energy around them. They have Cal Raleigh, they have the great starters, the great bullpen. They have the recipe there, but like we saw in previous years, you know, it takes experience. And like, you know, the Tigers, they're another team this year that maybe you worry about, but do they have the experience? And I think that plays a big role. The Yankees are coming off the World Series. If they beat the Red Sox and beat the Blue Jays, I think those are the two teams I was really worried about, that they have the familiarity, but the Yankees play the other teams pretty well. So I think you get past the Blue Jays, I think it's anybody's game at that point. So I really am excited to see Judge continue to perform well. Again, he didn't hit the big home run. He didn't have any, you know, I think he only had one RBI, but to see him get on base, to see him playing defense, I think that'll be a huge factor. If he can keep that going and start getting extra base hits, it's going to be tough to beat this lineup. I think Bellinger pulled up a little bit. He was looking a little bit hurt. That's a little concerning, but you have Bellinger, Stanton, and Judge going in your lineup. I mean, other than the Dodgers, I don't think there's a better offensive lineup left in the playoffs. So it'll be
They have what
interesting to
they
see.
need. They have what they need to get through the AL. And the World Series again is going to get a little dicey. And I think we'd all enjoy a World Series rematch to some degree. Seattle's going to be tough. I agree with that. They even have the home field advantage there, right?
They do.
So, yeah, I'm probably picking Seattle in that series. But Yankees have every chance. And this looks like a good matchup for them in the ALDS. And Seattle's got a tough one in Detroit with the pitching. So, we'll see how that goes. It's going to be tougher for me to watch without the Sox in it, but I'll try my best, especially as basketball gets going today. I watched your Knicks this morning,
I did.
and it looked shaky, but first preseason game. Hart did not get hurt, which looked like it might have happened in that moment. So that's a positive out today that they came out of it unscathed. But they beat Philly, and Philly looks like they stink. So at least you're not Philly.
Yeah, they looked bad. The big storyline there, though, it's Embiid apparently might be healthy, and
I don't buy it.
he went through treatment and then just did stretching with the team, and apparently he's doing good, but we know how that story goes, so we'll see how the season plays out there. But I'm excited to see the depth of the Knicks. I know it's preseason and everyone kind of gets to play, but when Hart went down, I think normally that's under a Thibs offense and Thibs team, you're like, oh man, Hart goes down, we don't know where we're getting the minutes. But seeing guys like Brogdon come in, guys like Jordan Clarkson come in, like, we just have a bunch of bodies that we didn't have before. So that's pretty exciting to see.
They put up 39 threes, which I looked at. I was like, that didn't seem like a lot, but they averaged 34 a game last year. So it's actually a sizable increase.
And that's what we wanted, that Thibs couldn't deliver on. So let's see how it plays out in the season.
All right, he's Dan. His Yankees moved on. It's always hard to lose to the Yankees, so I'm railing.
Yankees.
Yeah, I mean that's not how you want to lose. So on the next year, we'll see how far the Yankees go, and we will see you next time on Bobby Manning and Friends. Thanks for joining us, and subscribe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Peace.